Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The federal government awards approximately $500 billion in contracts each year. Of that, at least 23% goes to small businesses. So if you are a small business owner, how do you get a piece of that $125 billion pie? Michael Korp is the Deputy District Director for the South Carolina District Office of the U.S. Small Business Administration in Columbia. Today he's in our studio to help us with this topic. Mike, welcome.
Great. Thanks. Nice to be here.
So first of all, give us an overview of the district office in South Carolina.
We have 9 individuals in the office, and we focus on counseling, capital, and contracting. We also help businesses get started, help them get SBA-type loans and government contracts, federal contracts.
And so what is the qualification a small business must meet to apply for any of these available government contracts?
Right. It really depends on what kind of service or product you're providing. So it's either revenue-based or employee-based. So in general, if your revenues over the past 3 years, your average is below $15 million or so, depending on the code, you would be considered a small business, or if you have under 500 employees.
And I understand that there are some preferred contracting programs that you can help small businesses with.
Correct. And the one I want to talk about today is the Small Disadvantaged Business Program, which is commonly known as the 8A program, kind of a catchphrase, 8A of the Small Business Act. There's 3 requirements, and the business must meet all 3 of those: socially disadvantaged, economically disadvantaged, and in business for 2 years. Economically disadvantaged, in general, if your personal net worth is below $250,000 and your adjusted gross income is below $250,000, you would be considered economically disadvantaged. Socially, of course, of minority groups.
How popular are these programs with our state's business community? Do you receive a lot of applications through these?
We receive applications, but we would like to receive a lot more. We actually have a program going on right now, Drive 8A, looking for 8A potential contractors, and it's a great opportunity because under this program, you can be awarded what's called a sole source contract. You can get up to a $4 million sole source, which means you just determine a fair and reasonable price with the contracting officer, say at one of the bases nearby, and you can be awarded a direct contract award. Also, if you were a 8A, you can, if it's above $4 million, you would compete only with fellow 8A participants in the program.
Are there any other preferential type of programs?
We have a woman-owned small business program, and there's also an economic disadvantage to that if your personal net worth is below $750,000. There's also the service-disabled veteran-owned small business program. So if you're a service-disabled vet, you would qualify for that program. And there's also what's called a hub zone program, historically underutilized business zones, which we have a lot throughout the state. There's actually a map on our website where you can determine if your business location is actually in a hub zone. And these are for economically depressed areas with high unemployment rates. Number one, you have to be located in that hub zone area. And number two, 35% of your employees must reside in a hub zone area. And they all have what's called a set-aside. So if you're a woman-owned business, can award that contract to a woman-owned small business only. So the rest would be eliminated from competition. And that's really what we're trying to do, level the playing field and narrow that competition down.
Besides the map you mentioned for people to find the hub zones across the state, that there are also web pages that business owners can go to find the actual contracts that are out there under these different categories so they can see if they even have any products or services of their own that they can provide bids for.
Yes, that's correct. There's federal business opportunities, and also get in contact with the contracting agencies throughout the state. Our office has a list of them.
These are agencies that help small businesses apply for contracts.
Correct. They're the ones that evaluate the proposals. So there's government contracting agencies like Shaw Air Force Base, Joint Base Charleston, Fort Jackson, the Guard Base up the road. So there's federal agencies that award government contracts.
Right here in our backyard.
Correct.
Well, Mike, thanks so much for stopping by our studio today.
Thank you.
Michael Korp is the Deputy District Director for the South Carolina District Office of the U.S. Small Business Administration in Columbia. We will have a link to his office posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.